This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Well, this is Betting Weekly Extra Time Champions League Edition. You're with Dan Roebuck alongside me, Steve Wiss, Will White, and I'm pleased to say that RJ is back with us as we look ahead to the second leg of the quarterfinals of Europe's top competition. A reminder, the futures look like this with BetRivers. Manchester City have been clipped in just a little, plus 160 of the favourites. Arsenal, of course, have drifted out, 6-1. Real Madrid at 7s. Bayern Munich at 7-1 as well. They remain as they were, incidentally. PSG have drifted to 12s. Barcelona have come in quite considerably. Atletico, likewise. Dortmund, now the rank outsiders. Steve, very good day to you. First of all, what do you make of the futures as they stand halfway through these quarterfinals? Anything catch your eye?
And a very good day to you as well, Dan. And RJ, welcome back to RJ. Daniele did very well on the show last week. So
I wasn't going to mention that. RJ. I wasn't going to put RJ under pressure. I wasn't going to do it. That's on you, Steve. Sorry, RJ.
No,
but
good to be back.
It is great to have RJ back. I hope you had a fantastic time out there in the Dominican Republic. And Will, of course, good to see you as well. What a week it was. I mean, what has happened? I mean, back in the day, first legs of the quarterfinals would have been 0-0, 1-0, tight and cagey. We got overs galore. It was, you know, it was wild football. And, you know, whether we get the same again, let's wait and see. But there's a, you know what I'm sensing, Dan? A mega amount of excitement, not just in terms of soccer enthusiasts, but also bettors. I think the second leg of these Champions League ties could be massively bet events because every single tie is wide open and completely live.
RJ, I'm sure you were across the Champions League action last week. The bachelor party didn't stretch into the week, did it? It finished at the weekend. That was it, I presume. It did last for days, but it didn't last for a week.
Correct. I came back Monday evening.
Okay.
So the bachelor party itself might have extended into the week in terms of recovery perspective. But yeah, no, I did end up catching most of the matches Tuesday. I did have Tuesday off, so I was able to recover and watch. And great to be back, guys. I know you guys did pretty well last week. And I like Steve said, I think it should be an eventful second leg. There's everything to play for. Everything's pretty much deadlocked across the matches, and hopefully we see similar type results, because as we know, I like goals, I like overs, and that was incredible first leg all across the board.
Yeah, all four went over 2.5, and over 3.5 was profitable for bettors as well. Will, what were your takeaways? Any thoughts on futures going into the second leg quarterfinals?
Yeah, a few takeaways for me, Dan. First of all, I'll probably never wear my Barca shirt again on the show. They got the job done. So, and that's one of my takeaways, actually. I think it confirmed to me that PSG don't really have what it takes to win this competition. And potentially Barca, with the likes of Pedri and Frenkie de Jong coming back now, do. Obviously, the goals angle was a big thing, a big takeaway from the first legs. Interestingly, money came for the unders in the Arsenal and the Real Madrid games, and both overs were in by half time. It's definitely something to note there. And then the final thing for me, I guess, is Bayern. They can still hang with the best in Europe. And so, you know, despite their poor domestic form and question marks about Tuchel going at the end of the season, etc., I think they're not to be underestimated, although obviously still it's pretty much a flip for them to go, whether they go through or not against Arsenal here.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because I covered the game, and when the Bayern team came out, I just thought, well, there's, you know, some significant heavy hitters here. There was, you know, yes, one or two injuries, but not the amount of injuries that Bayern have suffered from recently. And inadvertently, you were making a case for Bayern last week, weren't you here? But I think there was maybe just a sort of, you know, there's some muscle memory. You know, Neuer was starting, Sane was starting, Gnabry was starting, and he's hardly played this season. Suddenly, it looked like a proper Bayern team, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. Like at the beginning of the season, when we tipped up Bayern, we were talking about the importance of guys like Alphonso Davies and Kingsley Coman, Serge Gnabry, staying fit to provide that width and that penetration on the wings, you know, that for Harry Kane ultimately. And a lot of those guys have been out injured for a lot of the season. Unfortunately, they have Coman, Gnabry and Davies. I believe they're all out for this second leg. But like you say, the muscle memory kicked in, different competition, fresh energy, some players back from injury, and they performed well.
City are the favourites, as we mentioned. Haaland is the favourite top scorer, didn't add to his tally. None of us has got a play in the City-Real Madrid game, but we'll have a look at Haaland a little bit later on in the show. He's interesting, isn't he, RJ? Because he's maybe just becoming a bit of a flat-track bully. That battle with Rudiger against for Real Madrid last weekend, it was a fascinating watch. He is at the top of the market. Is there any sort of juice further down the list? Do we think Kane plus 225 and Mbappe plus 350? Griezmann 5-1 now to be top Champions League scorer with 6. What are your thoughts on the top scorer futures at the minute?
Yeah, I think it, like any player at this point of the stage with a lot of matches under the belt, you're going to start seeing some drift, right? Some fatigue potentially in Haaland. And, you know, you see players like, obviously, Foden with 5 here, he's been pretty strong overall domestically. That's an interesting look at plus 2,000 at the moment, I believe. And,
yeah,
you know, it, like Will said, I don't think PSG have what it takes to win, but I think you could feel pretty confidently with Mbappe at plus 350 with 6, right? But if they don't make it past this round, then you're likely looking at Harry Kane at plus 225, right, to raise this, because you know, don't want to drop a spoiler, but do kind of like Bayern here in this second leg, and I'd be considering Harry Kane at plus 225. I mean, obviously he's got 7, and I'm surprised to see that, to be honest with you. I would expect him to be a little bit higher than Erling there, but odds makers don't feel that way.
Yeah, maybe, Steve, it's just because it's still in the balance, isn't it, that Bayern-Arsenal tie?
Again, the top scorer market is still wide open, because all it takes is one sort of surprise outcome now in these quarterfinals. Just say Man City got knocked out, and the favourite for the golden boot of the Champions League is out of the equation, probably, unless he scores a hat-trick in en route to getting knocked out. So, look, it's wide open. This is why it's such an exciting betting appeal at the moment. The Champions League, everyone's talking about it. Everyone's mentioning it because it's, you know, there's some really great teams left in it. And we don't, usually at this stage of the quarterfinals, we know at least one team that's probably through. But it's not the case this year.
Let's start our match previews. We've got picks from the boys over the course of the 4 quarterfinal second legs, and we'll get the thoughts from all 3 of our handicappers on all 4 of the games regardless. Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern is Barcelona versus Paris Saint-Germain. Barcelona plus 125, Paris Saint-Germain plus 205, the draw plus 275 here. Barca, of course, will 3-2 up from the first leg, just 41% possession for Barca. We saw Ter Stegen going long more often than not. Will we see something similar in the return at home? I know it's in the Olympic Stadium. Have they found a different way to play, or are they going to be pressured from supporters and just because of who they are to maybe mix things up a little bit tactically? What do you think might happen here?
Yeah, interesting tactics from Xavi, actually. Trying to bypass that PSG press, and I think it did them well, right? They didn't really concede any chances from kind of like mistakes playing out from the back, predominantly because they didn't play out much from the back. Ter Stegen had 11 long balls in the first half alone. They did give away a couple of chances in transition, but I think PSG in transition without Bradley Barcola are kind of a slightly different proposition to with Bradley Barcola, and he's likely to be back. And I think he'll probably start here in the second leg. But I liked it from Xavi, that tactical awareness with Lewandowski up front. They have the players to be able to do that, could hold the ball up there. But with Pedri back here, who is a big factor behind my bet in this actual game, I think Xavi probably will go back to a more possession-based style of play. That does leave them slightly more open to conceding chances in transition, and obviously betting against Mbappe and company is the definition of an uncomfortable bet. But for me, I quite like Barca here. I feel compelled to back Barca minus a quarter. The price is attractive, very close to even money. This line would be minus a half, I feel, if Barca weren't up from the first leg and they kind of, quote unquote, needed to win. They don't really need to win here. But the minus a quarter gives us some protection there. We only lose half our stake if this is a draw. I just think PSG are incredibly vulnerable at the back. They conceded 1.78 XG in the first leg. I think they'll struggle even more with that, with Pedri being back. I expect Pedri to start. Pedri, Gundogan, and Frankie de Jong midfield, which is the first time in a long, long time that they've had that first, that full strength, first choice core midfield starting. And really, they're quite injury-free now for the first time in a while. So given PSG's poor away record in the Champions League, I mean, this season, even if you look at this season alone, they were impressive away to La Real in the last round, but they drew with Dortmund and lost to AC and Newcastle in the group stage. Like I said, this line should normally be minus half a goal. So minus quarter of a goal, that quarter of a goal adjustment for the not needing to win factor, I think, is slightly overblown. So happy to take Barca here.
Okay, so it's Barcelona on the quarter ball Asian line for Will. RJ, you like goals in this one. Talk us through your play.
Yeah, I like goals here again. Over three, minus 132. You know, Barcelona obviously start this second leg with a slight advantage. You know, key players like Rafinha, who scored twice in the first leg. Robert Lewandowski will be pivotal here in the attack once again. They do have a long-term absence in Gavi. And I believe Serge Roberto will be out as well due to suspension, just a couple of yellows. But other than that, like Will said, they're very healthy. PSV, you know, they face a challenging task here, right? Mbappe is obviously the critical asset, and his performance is going to essentially be crucial for them to have any kind of chance to get into that that next round. And you know, the interesting fact here, return of Luis Enrique to Barcelona, where he previously won the Champions League, adds a little emotional type layer to PSG's adventure here in the second leg. I think the key battle here, again, is Mbappe against that Barca defensive line. They might focus on controlling the pace through the midfield. And, you know, with PSG, again, this sets up, as the boys kind of alluded to, they might adopt a more aggressive approach, right, which will lead to an open game. I think that's just the nature of what we have here. And because of that, you know, and PSG could bring it, right? They could – like, I believe I agree with Will. I think Barcelona would be the correct play here. But PSG is the type of side where you just never know what you're going to get sometimes. And I think because of that, I like the look of goals from both sides at the very least. So over three, minus 132, it's a little lower than I'd like, but I think it's probably an appropriate price for what is expected to be an open match.
Well, it was certainly the first game with plenty of goals. Let's hope we see goals again in this one. Steve, you've not got an official play in this one, but any angles, any leans for you? How do you see it?
I do actually have a parlay, which we're going to talk about.
Oh, you have a parlay, yes. We'll get to that later, yeah.
It does involve a player in this game, but I think PSG will not go down without a fight here. The whole season's on the line. It might help if the manager actually starts the best 11. I thought he completely got the team selection wrong in the last match. But, you know, partly that was to do with injury suspensions. Hakimi's going to be back here. You've got to think Barcola comes into the side, Zaire Emery into midfield. And I think it's a different proposition for Barcelona, who, you know, they have improved a lot, obviously, since the first half of the season. I nearly took the goals as well. I quite like the goals here, to be honest with you. But it was a high goal line. I was looking actually at the 3.25 goal line. I think RJ's actually is the safer play there. It gives the full push option for over three. So I don't know here, to be honest. I think the odds for the match odds and the Asian lines are about fair. You wouldn't, like RJ said, maybe PSG could bring it here. They could. but they might equally completely fold. Let's see. So it feels like a pretty pivotal moment for the club, to be honest with you, because whoever wins this game, whoever gets through, would probably fancy themselves to make the final, if we're being honest. So anything could happen.
Let's just get your thoughts. Doesn't have to be attached to the price on who is going to qualify here. Steve, who's going to make the semi-final?
Yeah, I've got a funny feeling that that Barcelona might just about go through.
Okay. RJ, who's going to make the semis?
I'd have to go Barca here at this point in their form, current stage.
When we pushed Will last week, Will, you said Barcelona, they were even money. I mean, they are minus 435 now. I mean, I presume, Will, you're thinking that Barca are going to qualify?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'll stick with my Barca prediction. But obviously, the price is adjusted for the new situation.
Dortmund versus Atletico Madrid. Next up again, Tuesday, 3 p.m. Dortmund plus 120 to win the game. Atleti are plus 225. Atleti 2-1 winners last week. They're in control, Steve, weren't they, for much of the game after a couple of early goals and seemingly cruising. I mean, they're going to be kicking themselves, really, to concede to Dortmund, who hit the bar late on as well. And it gives Dortmund the chance, doesn't it? There's no doubt about that. I mean, they're plus 175 to qualify, but they've got a squeak when it looked like they were not going to have any sort of chance half hour.
Yeah, obviously, Atletico Madrid were served us very well on the show last week. All three of the handicappers on it did well with their win. And at 2-0, I thought we were completely cruising, Dan, and it should have been 3 or 4. It was like men against the boys for the first probably hour. Somehow, Dortmund have come out of the tie still alive. And, I mean, I guess that kind of sums up Dortmund, doesn't it? They have that knack of staying in games. And finally, their run of under matches is over in Europe. It was a long run, wasn't it? But the over's now in the bag there. I'm going to take Atletico Madrid on a zero Asian handicap here. This is an official pick at plus 123. Now, they don't have to win the game. And this is where I'm always a bit wary about backing sides who don't have to win. But at the same time, a draw obviously gets them through. If it ends a draw, we wouldn't lose anything on this bet. I just think based on what we saw in the first leg, they are much the better side. I've said all year, I don't believe Dortmund are particularly good. They've had, you know, they have had some good results in Europe and they've had a knack of keeping goals out. But I think come to this crunch stage of the season, the true quality and class will again prevail. I could see a situation where Dortmund have to go for it at a certain stage in the game and Atletico maybe can take advantage of that at the other end and score a sucker punch goal. And that's where, you know, I do quite like this, you know, Asian handicap at plus 123 on the draw no bet line. Full refund if it is a draw. But I can see them coming here and spoiling a Dortmund potential comeback. And, you know, if they just convert, they'll get chances. If they convert them a bit better than the first leg, then I think it looks quite a big price, to be perfectly honest. I don't see Dortmund winning the game in 90 minutes, Dan, so I'm really happy to take this pick.
Plus 123 on the Asian handicap zero line, the draw no bet line for Atleti. Well, we've talked about Atleti over the course of the season, and, you know, if this is 10 years ago, then we're thinking Atleti will just shut Dortmund out and have no issues doing it. But they are a different side now. We've tended to look at overs as a value play, which is what you've gone for. Just want to ask you before you talk us through your plays. I mean, where do you think this goal line is going to be come kickoff? Because will those sort of traditionalists start to think this is Atleti away and we'll start to go under? Do you see any line movement when it comes to the overs and unders?
It's hard to say. It's really hard to say. Normally, you'll see some money for overs in second legs. That is really part of my angle here, is that the line has been set. The main line's 2¾, and the main line in the first leg was also 2¾. So, you know, the line hasn't really adjusted very much, even though we're looking at a traditionally more open second leg, especially given that Dortmund need to win the game to go through or have a chance of going through. And then there was 3.11 combined XG in the first leg. So I think it should have been adjusted slightly more. Maybe 3 should be the main line here. Whether it'll end up being the main line, I don't really have a view on that. But back to the Dortmund run of the streak, the under streak. It was the streak was on the unbroken streak was four games in a row, I believe, and then it was 8 of 9, I think, unders. But I think the majority of those games had two goals, and I just don't buy into this Dortmund unders thing in Champions League. I just don't think they've got the players to really implement any sort of defensively solid game plan. That streak, if it was a streak, did end in the last game with 3.11 combined XG. Just look at the weapons that Dortmund have at their disposal. You know, the likes of Adeyemi, Marlon, Sancho, Füllkrug. These guys are significant weapons. And then when you add into the mix Atleti's high press, ferocious high press, I think that Dortmund defence are just always susceptible to making the odd mistake or two trying to play out from the back. And I think that's what led to the first Atleti goal, I think. I'm not sure who's ended up scoring it. I think it was Rodrigo de Paul. I think he was kind of left alone, you know, 10 yards out. Dortmund mistake in defence. Hummels, I think, was playing it out from the back, made a mistake. And, you know, you can't do those type of things and get away with it in the Champions League. And you certainly can't set over-under lines at 2.75 with that stylistic matchup. So the one negative I see for this overs bet is the fact that Samuel Lino is suspended for Atleti. And that's a huge negative for overs, given how far up the pitch he plays, how he likes to kind of arrive late at the edge of the box. And he's quite a potent threat. I think Simeone can go one of two ways here. He'll either replace him with Riquelme, which would be kind of the more attacking option to go with. I just hope he doesn't go with like an Azpilicueta, much more defensive option. And Atleti do have the lead here. I wouldn't put it past Simeone going with that more defensive option. So just watch out for team news here, is what I'd say. And maybe that has an effect on where the line closes. Back to your question, Dan.
Yeah, well, it'd be interesting to see what happens. -118 at the minute for over 2.7.
The streak,
goals.
By the way. The streak, Will's right. It was 12 of the before last week, 12 out of 13. UEFA Champions League games for Dortmund ended under 2.5 goals. Their last seven in the Champions League at home have all been under 2.5.
That's a crazy. Mm. That's a crazy stat, guys. Who would have thought that?
It's a thing, though. It's not a thing. It's just an anomaly.
It's not a real thing. It's like games. A unicorn.
I would imagine a lot of those should have gone over. Really. Yeah.
RJ, your brief thoughts on this one. You haven't got an official play, but any thoughts, any angles, any leans?
Yeah, I do have a lot of thoughts on this match. I'll try to keep it brief. I mean, I did look at the under here, to be honest, but I wasn't really comfortable with it. You know, the key player for Dortmund is going to be Mats Hummels on defense, right? Dortmund's going to continue to be aggressive, high pressing. They have to cope without Ben Sabani and potentially Daniel Malen, the lone goal scorer, and as well as Sebastian Haller. He's going to be out in this match. He twisted his leg making a tackle over the weekend, so I believe he's going to be out. And he actually just made his first start Saturday since mid-September, the African Cup of Nations winner. So, and then you got Atletico Madrid, who you know, have shown pretty strong grit in the European competitions, but pretty inconsistent in their league form. Griezmann's obviously going to be potential here. As Will alluded to, they'll be without Samuel Lino and Memphis Depay. And historically, they've had pretty evenly matched competitions in Europe. Dortmund winning pretty impressively at home and Atletico securing victories at home as well. But they've often been pretty tightly contested matches. You know, Dortmund simply have to go for it here, right? The external factors at home field, right? Iduna Park could be a difficult place to play. Could be a challenging environment for Madrid on the road, and I think that might get to them. But as I said, they'll be without Sebastian Haller. Jose Jimenez will be crucial for Atletico on the back. And I think Griezmann has the ability to exploit spaces, create opportunities. I think it's going to be a tactical battle between coaches, right? Edin Terzic versus Diego Simeone. It's going to be a fascinating, contrasting styles. And I think, you know, I'm neutral here. I'm obviously rooting for the boys. I want an Atletico win, say 2-1, 3-1. That'd be ideal. But sort of going to enjoy this from the sidelines and see how this plays out. Could be an interesting one.
Who do you think will qualify for the semifinals, RJ?
Oh, boy. I would have to lean Atletico. And I think that's mainly because without Sebastian Hollar, that's a big loss for them. Even though it's his first start, you know, he showed the impact that he has just playing. And I think Atletico sneak through.
Will, who's qualifying for the last four?
Atleti, I think.
Mm-hmm. Steve?
Full house here, mate.
Yeah. I mean, they're minus 250 to qualify. They've got the lead. And we think they're the most likely to go through. Bayern Arsenal, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Bayern plus 135, our favourites here. Arsenal plus 200 and the draw plus 255. 2-2 in the first leg, of course. Biggest price money line result of the quarterfinals last week. RJ, the Gunners under a bit of pressure now, losing ground in the Premier League, of course, at the weekend. Do you think the cracks are appearing in Mikel Arteta's side just a little bit at the minute? What are your thoughts on Arsenal, RJ?
Yeah, I do a bit. Obviously, took a 2-0 defeat to Aston Villa over the weekend, yesterday. Bayern have been pretty strong recently, right? They faced challenges in the first leg, 2-2 draw. Harry Kane, who scored in the first leg, and Kingsley Coman, whose late chance nearly clinched a win for them. You know, I think the biggest thing for Bayern is they're known to show discipline, right? They're just a disciplined team. They perform under pressure, and that's going to be crucial for them when they come home. And Arsenal, you know, they demonstrated some resilience, right? They secured a draw, but I think now you're starting to see a team. Eventually, the cracks show. Right. And Arsenal, I think you might be seeing that here, especially with the surprise loss over the weekend. I think it's going to be interesting. You're going to see a different team, no doubt about it. You're going to see a motivated side looking to bounce back. I don't think anyone will argue that. They press effectively. They exploit transition moments. They're going to need to be well focused. They're going to have to, you know, it's an interesting one because I think at this point, right, I think you'll see I personally believe you'll see a quite reserved, disciplined match from both sides, right? It's 2-2. Neither side is going to be looking to make a mistake to have either side taking advantage of them. I think, you know, Arsenal's performance in the first leg shows they are capable of challenging Bayern. And you know, it's going to be a challenge for them, though, on the road. I think they're going to have the woes of that loss over the weekend. I was looking at some key battles, you know, Saka, Odegaard against Bayern's defense. Davies is suspended for this match for Bayern. So that's a notable exit for them in this leg. So that was something that caught my eye. And I think, you know, Bayern's offensive threat without, Gnabry, I believe Gnabry's out.
Yeah, Gnabry's out. Yeah,
second. So it should be interesting, but it's going to be a tactical duel. I took the over. So I'm on Bayern minus 0.25 at plus 105. That's my official play here. Money line was little, you know, plus 138, I believe it is. And I think I just like the idea of Bayern. You know, even if we get a draw here, we get half stake returned. But I think Bayern will end up coming out victorious in this match, and Arsenal starting to fade to black a little bit.
Bayern is the call just with the minus quarter ball Asian line at plus 105. Will, you've gone a little bit safer in a certain respect, but you're on the same page here with Bayern.
Yeah, I'm getting PTSD from this match even before it started. This is an eerily similar setup to the first leg, isn't it? But just with the roles reversed.
Absolutely.
I took Bayern minus 112 on the Drono bets on the Tino bet market, and that's been absolutely smashed in since Arsenal lost over the weekend. And the whole narrative on Arsenal seems to have changed over the last weekend, and the whole narrative on Bayern seems to be switching as well. And I'm kind of care. I'm kind of wary of falling into that trap myself. But if you imagine the main line is draw no bet Bayern here, it's just too big, right? Bayern, I guess, quote unquote, overperformed in the first leg. They were more than competitive, arguably the better team, or at least had the better chances. And then, you know, you add on top of that the fact that it's going to be much harder for Arsenal going away to the Allianz Arena, where Bayern haven't lost in 14 in the Champions League, and they've got some massive scalps over that period. Arsenal looked terrible over the weekend, right? They looked tired. That's the most concerning thing for me. And I'm wary about these teams that go on hugely intense winning runs and look fantastic, and then all of a sudden they hit a stumbling block and the energy, the whole bubble bursts. And I think you're seeing that with Liverpool at the moment after their loss against Atalanta. I mean, arguably they started to look ropey and in the two games against Manchester United, and they've really dropped off a cliff since. Now, that's the rock and roll heavy metal football of Jurgen Klopp. It might be similar here with Arteta. At least there's a chance that could happen, and you've got to factor that into your analysis. And I think considering that, factoring that into the mix, Bayern on the draw no bet line at home is the bet here. There are a few niggles I have, though, not least the kind of how eerily similar to this first leg this could look to be, i.e. before the first leg, Bayern looked terrible, right? We're all talking about how good Arsenal looked, how terrible Bayern looked. We're all on Arsenal. The line went to plus three quarters. Considered hedging, didn't, and Bayern, you know, surprised us all. And now the roles are completely reversed. Are Arsenal going to surprise us here with a hugely energetic back to their best display? No doubt Arteta will try and get them up for that. The niggles, aside from that, injuries, Koeman, Gnabry, Davies, all out, all mentioned in the preseason podcast on Bet Rivers. Betting Weekly Studios, we all talked about the fact that Davies, Koeman, Gnabry, Sane, they were the key players for Bayern. Three of them are out here. It's a problem, but it looks like at least Sane and Neuer will be back.
Yep.
But Odegaard's a doubt for Arsenal. Arteta seems to over-exaggerate these injuries that don't turn out to be anything, and they always end up in the matchday squad and ultimately in the starting 11. But if Odegaard's out for Arsenal, that's a huge miss. I can see Arsenal being a bit like the deer in the headlights here. And ultimately, that's why I'm happy to stick with my Bayern. Draw no bet, tie no bet, minus 112.
Yeah, to be all fair, I like that play. Like Will said, after Arsenal took a defeat yesterday, the line got moved to around minus 141 by the time I went to go lock it in. And I think to add to it, like Will said, Arsenal, it'd be different if they were going to play domestically against a poor side, right? They play Burnley or somebody and they bounce back. But you have to go to Bayern, and that's your next match after sort of an embarrassing defeat. You can't feel great about that. You can get as motivated as you want, but there's going to be those demons sort of just lurking behind them, just and that pressure that they're going to face. I think that's going to be a challenge at this stage.
I'm a very long season with a quite thin squad that had injuries prior, and now they're kind of clearing up their injuries. But just how much does the winter break in Bundesliga help Bayern versus the packed schedule that Arsenal have in the Premier League at high intensity? Yeah, I'm hoping that we're right about that analysis, but I'm still wary.
Steve, you've got to play for us as well in this game.
Yeah, the bet I'm going with is over 1.25 first half goals at minus 107. So half loss if exactly one goal is scored. I was torn between that or the Bayern Munich halftime handicap, because I think Bayern can come out strong here at the Allianz Arena. Maybe kick a dog while it's down a bit, because Arsenal... I still think we were right last week to be very much in Arsenal's corner, because nothing really suggested that Bayern would come and get and play as well as they did or get the result that they did. And it comes down to one moment. You know, Arsenal were 1-0 up, they were dominant, they were cruising. And then there's like one little mistake from the goalkeeper passing it around the back, and Bayern equalise. And as soon as that happens, I think we've got to remember how fragile Arsenal still are. This has happened in the last two seasons, towards the end of the season, that they have just dropped off a cliff a bit, really. And certainly in the Champions League, I think they lack the experience. And we showed that last week. And we've actually seen that this season. They struggled against Porto over two legs. You know, away from home, they lost against Lens. Didn't even beat PSV away. I think we've got to remember this is their first season in the Champions League for quite some time. And the experience did tell in the previous round. But also, a lot of what the boys have said is correct. That, you know, it's been a long season. He tends to play the same 11 most weeks, doesn't he, Arteta? It's in a very intense style of football. They looked really tired against Villa to me, really tired. Now, can they pick themselves up so quickly? I'm not sure. But I think Arteta is a very good coach. But no, I think half the problem for teams facing Arsenal this season, mostly in the Premier League, is that teams are just too scared of them. But put them against a team that was willing to have a go, like Porto were willing to have a go, Bayern certainly were, and Thomas Tuchel has won a Champions League before. I think in a one-off game, he can out-tactic any coach. You know, he's done it over with Pep down the years. So, yeah, I think ultimately I expect Bayern to go through and win the game. I like the picks of the boys here. I think they can come out strong and use the home crowd to their advantage. I like the first half goal line. And do you know what? I think Arsenal are a fade for most of the rest of the season now. In a way, I hope they kind of proved me wrong because I actually thought they were over it. I thought they'd look better mentally. Their metrics were brilliant. But there's still those gremlins in there. And it just still shows they're a developing team. Arsenal will win the league in the next few years. Arsenal will go possibly win the Champions League in the next few years. But they're still not quite there, are they? It's a tough... At the high level of soccer, Dan, it's so hard to... It takes years of development sometimes.
So Steve's pick over 1.25 first half goals at -107. Very quickly across the panel, who qualifies? Bayern are -137. Arsenal are even money, but who, regardless of prices, do you think will go through, Steve?
Bayern for me now.
I mean, we're basically saying Bayern here, aren't we, RJ?
Yeah, we're saying Bayern. We all like Bayern at this point.
So Bayern to go through. They were outsiders of the two when the draw was made, but they are favourites after that 2-2 first leg draw. Last game to look at. No official plays in this one, so we'll rattle through it because we're running a little bit long. It's City versus Real Madrid. City -152 now. Real Madrid +410. One or two price movements over the last hour. Lots of goals in these meetings. Steve, Daniele put up the goals last week. Should we not go with goals again here? Over 3.5 is +145. What's your thoughts on this second leg after the 3-3 draw, of course, in the first game?
Yeah, I've got a feeling Daniele would be on the overs again himself here. It feels like his sort of bet, doesn't it? But, I mean, cash last week after, 15 minutes, something like that. Mm-hmm. I looked at the goals here. I looked at Man City here. But then I kind of reminded myself, I still don't think this is a vintage Manchester City side. I don't think they're as good as last season. And, you know, they're still a very, very good team, don't get me wrong. But I think Real Madrid are closer to them this year. We saw that in the first leg. I think Real Madrid can have a lot of regrets from that match. I think they missed chances at crucial stages. Yeah, they could have gone 3-1 up against them. It's a different ball game then. They were really competitive and you know, they got absolutely smashed here, didn't they, last season? That's the concern. But if they are a bit closer to Manchester City, then maybe they can spring a surprise. You know, Haaland, we talked about him. He does seem to have become quite easy to play against it with the right tactic. Mm. You know, everyone's waiting for him to have a monster game and prove everyone wrong. But I mean, even against Luton Town, all he could score was from the penalty spot.
Haaland not to score here, -124?
I couldn't ever do that because he's he's Haaland, isn't it? But again, put some good tactics up. They've got the personnel, Rudiger, you know, that can maybe deal with him. And I've got a feeling there's got to be an underdog somewhere that prevails, and this could be it. Maybe Real Madrid go through. But no bet for me because it never, ever really feels right to be betting against Manchester City.
RJ, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, we talked about Haaland. I mean, -124 not to score, -117 to score. He's only scored in 7 of his last 20 for club and country. What's your thoughts on Haaland? What's your thoughts on this game, full stop?
I'd say Haaland's due, right? He's due for a performance, a breakout performance. Yeah. I think I mean, one would say this is his time to shine again, really get back on the map. Maybe he scores two. Maybe he scores multiple goals, right? I wouldn't be shocked by that. I couldn't really back the over in this. And shout out to Daniele for a nice few plays in the last round during my absence. I knew he would fill in very, very well, and he did. This is a tough one. You got both sides here that, tactical setups from both Pep and Carlo. The individual brilliance from key players from both these sides will be, was going to be deciding facts. It's going to be high tension. You're going to see just world-class football at its best here, I think. And I don't know. I would have to say the only factor that would lean me towards Manchester City is, number one, they're home, and they're relatively – I think they're fully healthy, a fully fit squad, right? I don't think they have really any marks on their roster at this point. And you have Tchouaméni, I believe is how you pronounce his name, from Real Madrid out, right? Key midfielder. Dan's looking at me like, yeah, it's close. outside of that, I could see a draw here again, to be truthful, at plus 335. I think that's worth the look because, again, similar to the Bayern, you got both sides that just are going to, try not to make any crucial mistakes. Both sides, I think, respect each other at this point. It just depends on how Real Madrid travel here.
Well, what do you think? I mean, we sort of sided with Real Madrid in the end, didn't we? Asian, was it Jorno Bet we played last week? Any value in Real Madrid this time around? Do you see any money coming from Real Madrid? Should we just play City? What's your thoughts on this second leg?
Is there any value in Real Madrid? In a word, no. I think City are the play here, actually. I think you said they've drifted to minus 152. I think that's borderline a play for me. They went off quite a bit shorter last season and completely obliterated Real Madrid. Key player, I've got RJ's pronunciation in my head now.
It's the correct one.
Tchouaméni is out for Real, and he is a big miss in this kind of matchup. He's key in kind of breaking up play for them. I think City are likely to welcome Kyle Walker back, and Edison will probably start as well. I'm very tempted by City. I think they dominate the game here. They're a different beast at home. Certainly think City get the job done.
City are short price favourites, and I presume, Will, you're going to go City, obviously, to qualify. I mean, anyone think Real Madrid might qualify, can qualify, RJ, Steve?
Yeah, I think so. I think a dog will qualify somewhere this round, and this is going to be my dog.
Okay, RJ, to qualify?
I think they could. I'll go City here, but Real Madrid would not be a shock if they did. I mean, just their pedigree.
Plus 220 to qualify. Lastly, we've got an anytime goal scorer parlay from Steve on the Champions League. This is hot dog esque. This one, Steve. We don't have hot dogs in the Champions League, but this could be trending. What have you got?
Yeah, this is an official pick for one unit. Mm. It's the same goal scorer parlay. Kylian Mbappe and Harry Kane both to score. Hardly original, I know. But I thought, you know what, we're getting to the stage of a season where I fancy having a bit of a swing at a bigger price. And I was going to take Mbappe just straight up as a single. I was a bit disappointed that BetRivers are offering minus money on him, minus 103. I was hoping they would dangle a carrot at like plus 140 or something. But Mbappe, I think, again, look, I've said with PSG, it's a massive game for them. He, in these huge fixtures, wants to make his mark. You know, if he's really that good, he will score in this game, Dan. You know what I mean? He'll want to put on a performance. He'll be on penalties anyway. So, he's a difficult man to ever bet against. And Harry Kane, I felt a bit sorry for a friend of mine who actually asked before last week's game. He said, Steve, do you know what? Harry Kane looks a massive price to score tonight. What do you think? I said, no, not against this Arsenal defence at the Emirates. So I feel like I did someone out of a winner last week. But I did actually say to him, maybe in the return leg in Germany, you want to be betting on Kane. And again, talismanic striker on the penalty kicks. He probably will get some chances against this Arsenal defence. He has a good record against Arsenal down the years. If we combine these two together to score, plus 336, Dan. And I'm sure quite a few people will be tempted to put Haaland into the mixer as well as a treble. I think that would probably swing it to about 8-1, maybe 7 or 8-1. But like I say, I think I prefer Mbappe and Kane. Not exactly, pretty boring pick this in a way, but quite a big price at plus 336 on two of the best strikers in the world just to hit the back of the net.
Best bets before we wrap up the Champions League show. Steve, what's your best play this quarterfinal second leg round?
I think that might be the best bet. I really do. Just need them two quality strikers to score for me at a big price, plus 336.
RJ, what's your best play for the Champions League this week?
I'll have to go with Barca PSG over three minus 132. I like the push potential is there as well.
Yeah, I always love to make sure you've got something else on your side. Will, what's your best play?
I think Bayern drawing a bet minus 112.
Good stuff. That wraps up Betting Weekly Extra Time Champions League edition. Many thanks to Steve, Will and RJ. Later this week, the boys will be back tackling the Europa and Conference League. So watch out for the best bets in those competitions. For now, though, from all of us, it is goodbye.